Back talking Valley Falls basketball, joined now by Coach Caleb Gatzmeier. The Valley Falls Dragons are a perfect 12-0 on the season. The Valley Falls boys number three this week again in the Class 2A rankings and coming off an Oskaloosa Tournament Championship. Coach, since last visited on the radio a week ago, two wins against Rossville and Perry-Lecompton. Not only a couple non-league opponents, but a couple pretty good opponents, and your team got pushed a little bit, which I'm sure you were hoping to get out of the tournament, beating Rossville and then beating Perry by just 3 points in the championship game Saturday. So you had to be ecstatic to see some different good quality teams and still keep winning, coming away with victories, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Going into the tournament, we were excited at the potential to get to play. You know, definitely we're already set to play Rossville, a different opponent that, you know, they're a lot better than their record. They play in a tough league, and they've played some tough opponents pretty close this year, and I knew that they were going to be athletic and quick and strong and stuff like that. We got off to a hot start. I think we were up 38-17 at halftime, and, you know, pretty much just the second half. Actually, in the third quarter, I think Rossville outscored us, and then we had to finally get back into the mode in the fourth quarter, and the game never got closer than the final score of 16 points. But, you know, Dylan and Avery were huge in that game, scoring the ball. You know, Dylan had 18 points, 11 rebounds. Avery had 17 points. And it was kind of like a tale of two halves for those guys, because I think Avery had 14 points at halftime and ended with 17. And then Dylan had 13 second-half points. So it was just those guys taking what was available to them. And, you know, like I've been saying all year, we go as Brendan Miller, our point guard, goes. He had 8 assists in the game. I think he only ended up with like 3 points, but, you know, he was our captain out on the floor, taking care of the basketball, and he's averaging over, you know, pretty close to 8 assists a game on the season. And Zach and Trenton were steady too. You know, Trenton was a defensive rebounding machine, and Zach had 11 points to, you know, scoring double figures again for us. And I was excited that we got to play Rossville, and then, you know, looking at the JC and Perry game, I was hoping that, you know, Perry would win that game just because playing somebody different. And, you know, if we played JC in the tournament, there was a chance we'd play him 4 times this year. So it was nice to see Perry in the championship game. And I know you know what Dylan did. You know, he was unreal. I mean, he had, you know, 33 points on 8 of 10 three-pointers. Never really forced anything. Even his 2 3-pointers he missed were good looks. You know, Brendan Miller, 10 points, 10 assists. And I was telling the guys after the game that, you know, Dylan was the man, but there was a stretch in there where Brendan took over and took control of the game just by passing the ball, driving the bucket, making easy shots for his teammates. And then Trenton had 11 points, 10 rebounds, and Zach had 11 points. Avery didn't have the best offensive game he's had, but, you know, he was a defensive stud the second half. They had a guy, Gunnar Ball, who's a tremendous player. You know, Coach Simmons does a great job with those guys over there. And, you know, Perry's really good, but, you know, Gunnar had 14 first-half points, and, you know, Avery was able to hold him to 5 points in the third quarter and 0 points in the fourth quarter. And Avery did a good – or, I mean, Dylan did a great job playing defense on their point guard as well. And, you know, overall, it's just a team win, you know, from the guys on the bench to, you know, the guys out on the floor supporting each other and being there for each other. And, you know, it's just what we've done this year. It's kind of who we are, and, you know, we just want to keep the train rolling.
Bet. Well, just the second game, I think, that was less than 10 points this season, so hopefully that will bode well moving forward. Wanted to ask you about what's up next. You got a whole entire week off here. Your next game not until Monday against Tamar Hill Mount Academy, and the remaining games on your schedule are all rematches against teams in the Northeast Kansas League. So how are you approaching this week off, and what's kind of the mindset in battling back through the league a second time?
You know, what's kind of crazy is the week before we played our midseason tournament, we didn't get to really practice. We had some COVID issues and stuff going on. And so we kind of went into the midseason tournament on, you know, just a few days of practice. And it was probably good to rest our legs a little bit, but it didn't do anything for our conditioning. So the focus this week is, you know, we're going to practice as hard as we ever have all season long, to maintain our focus, get back in shape a little bit. Because like I said, all year long, the second half, you know, going through the schedule the second time is going to be tougher. You know, we'll play Effingham for a third time, playing everybody else twice, and that bullseye on our back is just going to continue and get bigger and bigger and bigger, the more success we have. And, you know, we've got some tough games on our schedule, but, you know, it's only going to prepare us for, you know, sub-state. And I go back to that Perry win and, you know, our JCN win on the road in the last few weeks that, of course, those are the types of games you got to win to go to a state tournament. And, you know, and actually beating those teams, I feel like, is the type of game you got to win to, or team you got to beat to advance in a state tournament and have a shot at doing something truly, truly special. So the guys are focused, and we're going to have a great week of practice and be ready to go next week for sure.
Sounds great, Coach. Best of luck. We'll look forward to chatting next week and through the rest of the season. Thanks for your time.
All right, Justin, I appreciate it, man. Good to talk to you again.
Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Dragons. The Valley Falls Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hyundai Repair and Country Harvest Apple Market.